A coalition of New York State environmental groups filed a lawsuit against the state's environmental regulators in July. The groups claim that the Department of Environmental Conservation violated environmental law when it loosened dairy farm regulations. As the Innovation Trail's Matt Richmond reports, the state's very public support of the yogurt industry may have hit a roadblock.
During a highly publicized yogurt summit last year in Albany, Governor Andrew Cuomo praised the spirit behind the industry in New York.
And that entrepreneurial spirit is when you see an opportunity, grab it and make it happen.
And at the yogurt summit, it was New York's small dairy farmers who saw an opportunity. One problem for yogurt production is a shortage of locally produced milk. And as one farmer explained to the gathered officials, regulations were the cause.
It will cost us $2,400 per cow to implement the regs.
Carrie Adams is a dairy farmer in Ontario County. She says she's limiting a planned expansion from 60 cows to 199 because any more animals would trigger waste management regulations. Last year in New York, a dairy farm with 200 to 699 cows was labeled a medium-sized concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO. That meant the farmer had to submit an expert-prepared waste management plan to the state. And that's what would have cost Adams $2,400 per cow. So officials at the Albany Yogurt Summit huddled off to the side, and a decision was made.
We're immediately increasing the animal threshold required for a CAFO permit from 200 to 300.
That was Cuomo's agriculture commissioner, Daryl Obertine. Cuomo would later say that it wasn't a done deal and that proper procedures had to be followed. But sure enough, the change was made in April, and farms with between 200 and 299 cows no longer have to submit costly waste management plans. Bill Cook is from the Citizens Campaign for the Environment, one of the groups suing the DEC over the rule change. He says the only question now is when the next large spill will happen.
I'm shocked today. I've been shocked for months. I don't understand who thought this was a good idea. I don't understand who thought that they wouldn't get sued.
It was a lawsuit brought by Cook's group in the 1990s that led to New York's waste permitting requirement in the first place. The New York Farm Bureau's Kathy Morell says that with or without regulations, farmers need to control how they apply manure.
There's something called an agronomic rate where you know a farmer knows his land and how much the land can take up at certain periods of time. Which is healthy for the soil and healthy for his crop, which is what he wants.
Morell added that the rule change is needed to maintain the viability of family-owned dairy farms.
New York State's CAFO program is one of the most rigorous in the country. It also makes it one of the most expensive to actually come up to full compliance.
According to Cornell University, there are 855 farms in New York operating below the old threshold of 200 cows. The state estimates that in the first year under the new rules, 50 of those farms will expand beyond the old threshold. Kate Hudson is the Watershed Program Director at Riverkeeper, part of the coalition suing the DEC. She says the state changed the rule way too quickly.
What the state could have done and should have done was to find financial resources to support these medium-sized dairy farmers in putting in place the protections that are necessary to protect everybody's water quality.
The lawsuit seeks the reinstatement of the old regulations. The plaintiffs have asked for a court appearance in September. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for WRVO News.